Today you're not going to court, Daryl said. I need you at the store. What good are you doing there anyhow? Ask Crystal what happens. You get one phone call a day with her. So get your ass in gear and come along. I'm not coming to the store. Crystal needs to see me in court. No one else cares about her. I have to support her, even if it's only sitting in the back row. She's got no one else. Nobody, not even you, can make me desert my own daughter in her time of need, June said. Her uncharacteristic insistence on going to her daughter's trial every day had compelled Daryl to manage the store by himself since the trial began. With each day of her absence, his anger had grown. Without warning, Daryl erupted. God damn you! You don't give a shit about me! Only that little bitch of a daughter! I'm gonna have to teach you a real lesson! Daryl screamed. His arms whirled, his fists landing savagely on June's eyes, her cheeks, and her mouth, dislodging several teeth. He pounded her back when she turned away to flee and drove her into the wall, crushing her shoulder. She ducked under his fist, which crashed into the wall with such force that it broke the plasterboard. The back of his hand bulged as he drew it back from the hole in the wall. June ran to the bedroom. With fumbling fingers, she locked the door. Come back here! Daryl shrieked, holding his swelling hand. Let me in! He pounded on the bedroom door. June cowered against the far wall, praying that the hinges would hold. You better be here when I get back or there'll be hell to pay. You hear? Daryl shouted. Then he did what his habit dictated. He went to the store.